Solar energy has been booming just south of the border in Sonora. That's thanks in part to energy reforms undertaken during the previous presidential administration. But with a new president in power, could change be coming? From the KJZZ Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Murphy Woodhouse reports.
I'm on a rough dirt road winding through the desert scrublands east of Hermosillo, Sonora's state capital. Barbed wire and the occasional cow are the only signs of civilization. After one gate and then another, the panels come into view. Row after row after row of solar panels, nearly 400,000, generating enough power for more than 100,000 Mexican homes. That sound is nearly 100 megawatts of energy passing from the plant to the grid. That's plant manager Ángel Pinelo Velasco with Ebedola, which is based in Spain. He's explaining to reporters how the panels track the sun over the course of the day to maximize energy production. This facility is one of several large projects in the northern Mexican state of Sonora soon to come fully online. One plant in the coastal town of Puerto Libertad is expected to have 400 megawatts of capacity, making it one of the largest in Latin America. State officials expect more than 1,400 megawatts of installed capacity by 2020, significantly more than Hermosillo's total demand. It's also an increase from almost no large-scale solar production in the state, an irony given Sonora's famously potent sun and frequent clear days. That's Rafael Cabanillas, a solar researcher and professor at the University of Sonora. He says 6 million oil barrels worth of solar energy fall on just 1% of the state every day.
¿Qué podemos hacer con ellos?
And figuring out the best way to take advantage of that enormous resource will be a key challenge in coming years, he says. Much of the solar development underway in Sonora and across the country stems from energy reforms undertaken by the previous administration of President Enrique Peña Nieto. Among other elements, they allowed for greater private participation in energy generation and established a system of clean energy auctions where producers competed for contracts with the state utility and private energy users. Previously, solar development was limited to smaller projects or self-generation by large users, says Lisa Vasidi, director of the Inter-American Dialogue's Energy, Climate Change, and Extractive Industries program.
But you couldn't have regular utility-scale projects with power generation from private companies. Now there are no restrictions on that.
Back at the solar installation, Iberdrola Renovables Mexico director Alfonso Campos says that his company's project probably could have proceeded without the reforms. But the energy auctions have played a big role in increasing competition and bringing down solar development costs. He says they help make projects like Iberdrola's more viable, even though the project itself didn't come out of them. He suggested that construction of the Hermosillo installation overlapping with the first energy auctions was not a coincidence. Continued solar development in Sonora and elsewhere faces some obstacles, including the poor condition of Mexico's electrical grid. There's also the question of what policy changes the new administration of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador could bring. AMLO, as he is widely known, took his oath of office on December 1st and was a strong critic of many parts of the energy reforms during his campaign. His administration recently announced that the fourth annual energy auction would be suspended to allow for a, quote, review of the objectives and scope of the process, according to an early December release. But the Inter-American Dialogue's Vasidi and others think that continuity with Peña Nieto's tenure when it comes to renewables is likely. That's despite the fact that more sweeping changes were promised to other parts of the energy sector. Iberdrola's Campos welcomes the review.
Sobre la subasta.
He called it a prudent step and emphasized that it is a suspension, not a cancellation. He's also bullish on the prospects for solar in Mexico, pointing out that the new government has made its support for renewable energy clear. It's clear that new solar and wind projects will keep coming, he says. A lot remains to be done in Mexico, and demand for energy just keeps growing. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.